Welcome to Globally Speaking, a podcast dedicated to unlocking global understanding. Join us as we engage with experts and innovators who are reshaping the way we connect with global audiences. Whether seeking to refine your approach, wanting to expand your understanding of AI and its role in transcending global communication barriers, or just curious about the intricacies of global content, this podcast promises to enlighten and inspire.
Welcome, everyone, to RWS Globally Speaking podcast. I have a very interesting guest today, Dirk Simpson from Accenture. Dirk and I have been working together over a year now, so it would be great to have this podcast with Dirk. Dirk, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure, yeah. Well, firstly, thank you very much for the invitation, Chetin. I'm Dirk Simpson. I'm the transcreation lead at Accenture Song. For those who don't know, we're one of the world's largest tech-powered creative groups. I joined Accenture Song 3 years ago now, through an acquisition, actually, through Creative Drive, which now forms part of our market-wide Song production studios. So, yeah, that's me.
Great. Well, great to have you today. I think we're going to have a really interesting topic in our podcast with our audience. Let's go ahead and get started, Dirk. So as you know, the world of translation has been changing over the last few years, but over the last couple of years, I think that transformation has been accelerated with AI. So the overarching topic today for our audience is going to be where is the AI translation world headed? And let's concentrate on the transcreation and creative side of that today. With that, I would like to open up our discussion with where do you see the rise of AI, where brands are now creating content directly in multiple languages? As you know, there is a source and a target relationship in the more traditional way of creating content. But obviously, the AI capability is now offering different options and different routes to the content creation. So where do you see, from your experience, Dirk, brands are now creating content in a different way?
Yeah, no, really interesting area. See, there's a massive shift going on right now, and I think we're all right in the middle of that and experiencing it. And what makes it so interesting and what we've seen through the emergence of the use of AI, in particular in this area, is its ability to learn and to really improve very quickly. And I guess with that, what that throws up is what we are seeing largely and this transformation you talk about through content creation. I mean, as a whole, you know, our lives have been very much driven by this need to transcreate authentically and to take those ideas into new markets and new cultures, respecting very much that creative idea. But now that central creative idea that sort of sits, you know, true to that brand's piece of communication is now really being taken through AI into kind of new areas whereby we can begin to really experiment and become far more personal in our messaging to our customers and consumers and take those same ideas in a consistent way, but in a far more locally relevant way and use the AI to begin to have those more meaningful and deeper conversations with customers in their language and respectful, I think, also to their culture. Which makes things very, very interesting. So, yeah, it's all changing, isn't it? And I think, you know, there is a lot of experimentation that's going out, you know, in the moment. And we're seeing a lot of changes that, you know, that are happening with that. But equally, I think that, you know, true to form, I think that the importance of creativity and the importance of that human interaction with those ideas is also very critical to making this work.
Yeah, Dirk, you said something quite interesting there, which is the idea consistency. I think, you know, we would all appreciate that brands are not just providing a message in different countries and different cultures in a very one way. It has to be multidimensional in the context of they are telling a story, and there is a magic behind that storytelling with local relevance. And I think you mentioned that idea, consistency. In our translation world, we talk about consistency of the words or the terminology, but there's something quite special about that. Do you think that we would lose that magic of storytelling with AI? And what do you think about that idea consistency further?
Yeah, I mean, consistency, you know, as you said, consistency in language and in how the brand is transported or represented in all these different markets is critical. But I think it's really a consistency can be so many different things. It can be a kind of look and feel. It can be an idea, a central idea or strategy, even kind of captioning a kind of thought process, if you like. And so really, as you sort of take that through, I think the importance with transcreation and with taking ideas into new cultures is that it's important to make them relevant, obviously, and you want to really engage with those audiences. But you want to carry those ideas through in a way that is true to the brand and true to the set of central idea and strategy. And so it's that fine balance that we're looking for. And AI, you know, is AI smart enough to kind of work around, if you like, the sensitivities? We know that, you know, AI does struggle with emotion. It struggles with kind of humor behind ideas and gathering those kind of those thoughts through in a creative and engaging way. We know from how we train it that it is better with that more literal understanding of concepts and how they are taken into new markets. So that is an area that you know needs to improve for sure. And I think that's where it's important to have, you know, that human in the loop element and where it's important to find the right balance, you know, between, you know, the use of the AI and the, you know, the craft and the skill of that human creativity that is able to get the best out of it.
Yeah, I think I completely agree. I think definitely AI gives us the possibilities and different options of ideas, and therefore the humans, us, right, can really think about how to iterate on them, how to get inspirations from that. But I think that there's still that magic of storytelling for brands to be out there and you know, by just using AI, I don't personally think that's going to be keeping that magic of storytelling, but actually having that human in that decision making, in that editing, in that idea creation final stages. I think that's going to be that powerful combination, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Look, I mean, pure AI storytelling, obviously, it's possible. We can write algorithms, mm-hmm. and we can write prompts to specifically generate, you know, ideas. And we, you know, some it's good for inspiration, but I think consumers are savvy. They, you know, yeah. There is an element there that, you know, they can see through, you know, AI generated ideas. And I think, you know, we're living amongst a generation of people who are very aware of, you know, AI generated content.
Yeah.
AI has the ability to really kind of look across, you know, huge data fields and seek out trends and use those trends to generate content and clickbait. And we've seen that on many different platforms. And I think people, there is an aspect I feel where people feel slightly insulted when, you know, yeah. their precious time is taken over by a concept or an idea that is clearly fully AI generated. Yeah. And that is an issue.
I completely get that. I think, you know, if I'm taking the time to read and consume content, I really want that time to be worth it, right? And if it's, you know, we always aim for good quality content. Something, Dirk, you and I discussed before, it kind of made me think. You said something about strong brands and how consumers' behavior and how they trust those brands. So most of the time, what those strong brands, they already have a brand equity and trust out there with their consumer community. So they are kind of maybe automatically thinking, oh, I will trust that brand. I have been trusting this brand for many, many years. They never betrayed my trust. So do you think those brands are going to be a bit more adventurous with AI because they have a really good trust built within their consumers? And what are your thoughts around that, strong brands retaining trust with their audiences in the context of content?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, they obviously have a lot more, you know, they have a powerful relationship, you know, with their trusted consumers, and they're far more cautious, I think. You know, typically we have seen, you know, that they've taken a view on how they're adopting AI. They definitely want to be using it, and they're experimenting with it, but broadly speaking, they're not necessarily embracing it fully because of some of those trust issues. And I think that's in part an industry issue. And, you know, we've seen broadly across certain platforms, them guaranteeing, you know, the use of specific assets, ideas delivered and served up on their platforms from a legal perspective. But also I think, you know, that they themselves are recognizing that that they can create these kind of walled gardens of their own content. So therefore the AI is feeding off that trusted content and their own content in order to then generate new ideas. And yeah, I think some of that experimentation we're seeing is literally taking and refreshing existing ideas and existing ads and bringing them into a new age of creativity, if you like. It's elevating the previously served up creative work to a new audience, and we're seeing some of that.
And my personal favorite on that, I like to share, Dirk, is and everybody have a favorite ad out there. Coca-Cola's "The Holiday Magic Is Coming."
I know it well. Yeah, absolutely. No, I think they did that just in the last year, didn't they? They took an ad that was probably, I think, been running consistently for some 25, 30 years, and did a complete AI spin on that, and created the new "Holidays Coming" version of that ad. Very successfully, I should say. And, you know, it's a largely visual, very cinematic piece, but bringing it into a new age, I think, elevating it through, you know, taking that same creative, but elevating it into a new era of AI using, you know, all of the latest wizardry to sort of delight their audiences. That was, quite magical, I guess.
Yeah, and as a consumer, Dirk, I don't think that lost its magic. I mean, for me, I looked at that ad and I actually, I mean, the fact that I knew that was AI generated, I can't remember how I knew that, though. I mean, did they say this is an AI generator, or did we find that out later?
Well, I think they did. Yeah, they did. They did talk about it. I think people started to realize and recognize some of the techniques and thought it was AI generated. I'm not sure if we fully knew. I think there were the claims that it was fully AI generated. No one was quite sure whether it was fully AI generated or in part, you know, co-created with the agencies. Here we have a trusted brand who has that relationship, who's taking a well understood message and putting it out there in an AI, you know, driven way. And, there is low risk obviously involved in doing something like that. I think where things start to sort of come into a kind of different territory is where you start to ultimately look at these trends and identify, you know, new opportunities and allow the AI to then generate those ideas and push out those messages in a very automated way that haven't been fully verified or haven't had, you know, full testing through that human in the loop or a human interaction. And I think that there's that tendency to want to kind of push beyond that as you go into new markets, and we are seeing that the kind of the greater demand for automation and the belief that you can serve up content virtually instantly in other languages without necessarily going through that same creative process and, right. and going through that full kind of due diligence of checking you know, cultural sensitivities and relevance of key messaging surrounding some of these brand ideas.
And I think at that point, you know, when we talk about multiple languages, Dirk, that it's, you got to be also very careful around how large language models behave in different languages too. And that's why that human process in there becomes very, very important, because for the top five, top 10 languages, we can see a lot of good input. We can see a lot improvements on bias, a lot of improvements on some areas that we didn't necessarily think that was fitting for B2B perspective. And they will continue to get improved. I think that will happen. But you know, when we talk about global brands with a significant number of audiences and a significant number of languages, we can't just put all the languages into one quality and perspective on. So I think that is really important for brands to consider that complexity of multiple languages doesn't mean times whatever the language is. It means that specific countries' needs, specific dialect needs, and specific cultural needs, that where large language models may or may not fall short, but still human is going to be a really impactful to get that right. Because if Coca-Cola didn't get their advert right, and you know, we wouldn't be here. I mean, there are still different opinions about that in AI-generated content. But I think one of the things they got it right, in my personal view, is we just released, Dirk, Unlocked 2025, which is our a research paper we've done with consumers, and it's about riding the AI shock wave. And one of the things that I wanted to mention to our audience here is that in that report, there's a section called the three pillars of AI trust. So imagine scrolling through a newsfeed and instantly knowing which posts are created by AI. You will have a different perspective of that. So over 81% of consumers that we surveyed in that report insist on clear labeling of AI-generated content. That's a big portion of audiences. 81% is looking for transparency. So demand of openness isn't new. It just echoes the global call for clarity seen during the era of social media rise, where transparency was key to rebuilding trust. I think the fact that organizations, when they create AI-generated content with human in the loop or with lots of automations, the fact that they are transparent to their audiences, they immediately get that trust. So that's what 81% of consumers said. AI-generated content should be clearly labeled. And the second part on that report is actually explainability. So picture a consumer curious about how an AI recommends a new book. Well, when AI can explain its reasoning, then you can understand that recommendation. So 83% of the respondents saying that they trust AI more if it could share its logic. So brands have a real opportunity to demystify the complex old algorithms. Why would I recommend that to you, Dirk? Why Chetin like the Coca-Cola's AI advert, right? Yeah. I think there's a significant open view of how you explain those algorithms, not because AI predicts it, but actually meaningful prediction, a prediction that is actually going to be key element of that. And the last one I would like to mention on that three trust of three pillars of AI trust is the human involvement. We just briefly discussed that, right? The role of human experts to ensure AI outputs are accurate and culturally sensitive. So 82% of consumers say human oversight in AI development increases trust. I think these are quite significant numbers, isn't it, Dirk, in terms of
they really are. They really are. And it goes to show, you know, we were discussing this earlier about, you know, the importance of, you know, I think brands, as they start to embrace and use these tools increasingly, being more transparent and being more open, you know, in terms of how they serve up and share that with their consumers, and do it. I think there are accepted levels. It reaches a stage actually where it's sometimes quite difficult to spot the difference. And I think that's where professionals, and that's where we come in, and we try to apply and use the efficiencies that you gain from, you know, using the AIs combined, I guess, with that human creativity, but serve it up and scale it in a way that, you know, it doesn't appear to the final consumer that you're diminishing, if you like, either the quality or that trust. So, but in certain issues, yes, I can totally understand that the need for further explainability. I mean, there are certain industries, as we know, where, you know, that is all the more important, more regulated mm-hmm. industries, more industries that have, you know, greater care, if you like, and due diligence around, you know, the content that they're serving up. So yeah, absolutely. But back to your final point is that human involvement. Look, if you've thought this through, if there is clear human involvement at the beginning of that process, as you sort of develop and train the models, and you do the due diligence around, you know, doing cultural reviews, testing big ideas and ideas before they go into either into production or before you try to scale those, which commonly is something that, you know, we've often been asked to tackle. And then at the end of that process, you have, again, that oversight, that human oversight to really then fine tune, polish, improve, and make certain that those same ideas then are working successfully in every market. I think the end results, you know, can be achieved successfully, and you can find that right balance.
I agree. And I think that's been a really good discussion, Dirk. Anything else you would like to add to that before I would like to ask you, what would be your final message and recommendations to these global enterprises where they are really, and I'm really like the fact that of that magical storytelling about their brand and really protecting the equity, their brand equity. Anything that you would like to message to those enterprises?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think overall, you know, there's huge amounts of excitement, and, you know, weekly we're getting requests for people to do sort of pilot studies, proof of concepts, and want to really look into the, you know, using this in a meaningful way in the future. I think that one of the key drivers and one of the main drivers has obviously been the ability to do this in a meaningful way that can affect costs, significant cost savings across their business, and as well potentially sort of accelerate their ability to scale and drive some of their marketing activities into new markets. But I think increasingly, you know, what we can see here is the ability as well to elevate and enhance either some existing creative, you know, that they have, or even the ability to sort of take it into a far more personalized way to new audiences, in new geographies, in new languages. And I think that's where the excitement lies as well. And it gives them access, I think, through cleverly mastering the use of some of these different AI tools. It gives them that ability, and it opens, you know, the world of content up to new audiences. And I, you know, I would encourage them to kind of look at how best to do that and really find, you know, successful ways to work together with their agencies and you know, some of the experts out there to find, you know, new ways to do that.
No, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Dirk. Well, thank you for our audience for joining the podcast today. And thank you, Dirk. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and stay tuned until the next one.
That's great. Likewise. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.